This is Audible.
How to be a 3% man, winning the heart of the woman of your dreams. Learn pickup, dating, and relationship secrets that only 3% of the world's men know about being successful with women. Written and narrated by Corey Wayne. Honor. This book is dedicated to the American soldier. No matter whether the cause is popular or not, I am in awe of the fact that when their country calls them, they go, and they go willingly. They take our place in the battlefield, risking everything they have, because it is part of who they are. They are all my heroes, and I owe all of my success, happiness, and opportunities to past, present, and future generations of their kind. May God keep them safe and speed the day to us when their sacrifice is no longer required, because humanity has learned that the real enemy is hatred itself and that the way to real happiness is unconditional love. Until that day comes, I take great pride and comfort in knowing they will continue to stand up and show us what real honor and integrity is. I dedicate my life to helping bring humanity closer together and always giving my gifts to the world in hopes that I may honor all of their collective sacrifices so they are not in vain. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank my mother who taught me to be so determined and never give up no matter what. I would also like to thank Tony Robbins for being such a great leader and mentor in my life. I would also like to thank my dad for teaching me the difference between right and wrong. I am grateful for the close relationship we have today. I love you very much. I also would like my brother Chris to know how proud I am to have you as my brother. All you have gone through to achieve your dreams is inspiring to me. I love you very much. For all the women in my life who have helped me become the man I am today, I am grateful. You know who you are. I would also like to express my gratitude to you, the reader. You are embarking on a journey that will change the world. By becoming the loving person you are inside and being comfortable with that person, you unconsciously give permission to all others to do the same. Your children will grow up in a household where they get to see firsthand what a truly unconditional, loving relationship is like. Therefore, they will go out into the world and model your success. This will continue to impact society for generations to come and start reducing the amount of dysfunctional relationships that exist today. The benefits will be too far-reaching to imagine. The surface benefits will be happier kids, aunts, uncles, grandparents, parents, teachers, workers, etc., which will translate into less crime, less hate, more understanding, and a world that continues to come closer and closer together in love until one day hatred becomes a thing of the past. The light always scatters the darkness. The higher energy of love always replaces the lower energies of hate and resentment. Part 1. In the Beginning. Introduction. The beginning. That is a place where men need to get back to in order to make the changes needed to win the heart of the woman of their dreams. It is time to go back and decide what you really want, who you really are, and what you plan to do with the wealth of information that I will be teaching you throughout this book. As the story goes, in the beginning, there was only one man, Adam. And there was one special lady, Eve, created just for him. Life would be so much simpler if that were the case for us today. No muss and fuss of dating, no worry that our lady is going to walk out the door and into the arms of another man. There was no other man. Here's the greatest thing about this book. While you may not be able to create that one special lady just for you, I'm going to teach you what to look for in a woman and how to find and attract the woman that you ideally want. When you finally do meet her, I'm going to teach you how to approach her. You will learn what to say and especially what not to say to turn her off. Basically, what I will be teaching you is the art of being a 3% man. The next obvious question is, okay, what is a 3% man? This is a very important concept in that you will be learning over the course of this book. I'm not trying to tell you to only be 3% man and open the rest of your masculinity to explore your feminine side. The 3% man is one of the three men out of 100 that a woman meets and is drawn to because he understands who she is and, better yet, understands who he is. In life, usually the top 3% in any field or area make most of the money, enjoy most of the success, have the best toys, date the most beautiful people, and generally live the kind of lives most people only dream of. Why does being in this 3% matter? Simply stated, it matters because these are the men that women are drawn to. One of the most important things to understand when you meet a woman is that women love mystery. They love a guy that is his own man despite what others think about him or who he should be. They love a guy that is confident and goes for what he wants in life without fear. They want a man that is centered, one that is in control of himself, has purpose, and knows where he is going. A woman wants a man she can't have her way with, and no matter what she says or does, she is not going to be able to sway him from his path or from his purpose in life. A true alpha male, a man who goes for what he wants and has positive expectations that he will achieve his goals, will choose his purpose and his passion over a woman if faced with the choice. Masculine energy, after all, is about purpose, drive, mission, succeeding, accomplishing, breaking through barriers, achieving goals, etc. Be honest, gentlemen, if you did not care at all, you would not have picked up this book. Obviously, something is not working with what you are already doing. Women love men that understand them and how attraction works. If you ask most guys if they understand women, they look at you like you are speaking a foreign language. Most guys are clueless in that department. The sad reality is, most men are talking women right out of dating them, sleeping with them, having a relationship with them, etc., because they simply have no idea what creates attraction and what turns a woman off. What this book will do for you is to give you more than just a clue. It will give you a whole new insight into understanding women, the subtle differences that make the difference in attracting women. I will take you through the process of understanding simple step by step. This book was designed to give you the answers to the questions you have about women regarding pickup techniques, dating skills, relationship skills, communication, attraction, sex, etc. Think of this book as a coaching manual that gives you the baseline knowledge of how to interact with women successfully. Throughout the book, I will give you search terms you can Google that will bring up specific articles and YouTube videos on my website that go into more detail of the essential skills, techniques, and knowledge related to specific parts of this book. Many of the articles on my website have the actual emails included from other readers and viewers. I have analyzed and diagnosed their emails and inserted my comments in them so you can learn from where they went wrong. Since most people find out about my book from my website and the fact that I have created thousands of articles and videos since publishing the first edition of this book, it's easier to reference them throughout this book instead of trying to incorporate them all here. I will take you from your initial meeting to making love for the first time. This book will help to lift the cloudy haze that surrounds the mysteries of the pickup, dating, and relationship world, understanding women, and will give you clear insight into achieving your goals. I will explain why women fall for the jerks and blow off the nice guys. You will learn to understand the meaning of everything she says to you. You will learn that women tend to be driven by emotion and connection instead of logic and reason like men are. Feminine energy is about opening up to receive love, bonding, connection, etc. Women are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually designed to receive a man. I will take you from the initial moment of meeting your dream lady to the day you walk down the aisle to get married and live happily ever after, if that's your goal. You can also use what I teach to meet and date lots of different women until you figure out what you really want. The best is yet to come. I will also teach you, once you land Mrs. Wright, how to keep her madly in love with you so that you do live happily ever after. In this book, you will learn things that many women do not even understand about themselves. Why do women say they want one thing and then respond to another? Most important of all, I will teach you how to win the heart of the beautiful woman of your dreams. That is not a misprint. If you allow yourself to take my guidance and are willing to learn, I will give you the skills and tools to help you finally understand women and have the relationship of your dreams. The wonderful truth is that if you treat a woman properly and allow her to come to you at her own pace with minimal and simple actions on your part, she will do most of the chasing, calling, texting, and pursuing. That allows you to focus on what's most important in any man's life, your mission and purpose. Ironically, the more you focus on and passionately pursue your purpose in life, the more attractive women will find you in general. A man pursuing a purpose he has a burning desire to accomplish gives off a much happier, peaceful, relaxed, successful, inviting, confident, and positive vibe than a guy who hates his job, his life, and his circumstances. What you will learn from me is what only about 3 out of every 100 men know, and that is how to understand women. Once you understand and apply the principles in this book to your dating and relationships, you will be in the top 3% of men out there. You can be confident that you will have little or no competition when you finally target the woman of your desires, especially when you can notice and see firsthand with your own eyes and ears how badly the average guy is blowing it with women. Google Corey Wayne, why you have no competition. You do not have to look like Brad Pitt to own the heart of a beautiful woman. If you are single, there is an amazingly beautiful woman out there desperate to meet the man you really are on the inside. I will teach you how to become balanced, centered, and confident with women, and to no longer be intimidated by them, even the beautiful ones. You will learn that you must treat all women the same. As a matter of fact, a big reason why guys fail with women they have a perfectly good chance of seducing is because they treat women they like and want differently than women they don't. They put women on a pedestal and treat them like a celebrity instead of a real human being. They act like they are unworthy of her and don't even realize that they're doing it. Women have no choice but to agree with their bad behavior and reject them. Some of the things I will teach you in order to become successful with women may seem the opposite of what you think you should do. If you want to meet and own the heart of the woman of your dreams, or get your wife to fall back in love with you, then this book is a key to that kingdom. These principles apply to women everywhere in the world, regardless of their location or culture. I coach men from all over the world and from some of the most conservative societies. Guess what? Women and men respond emotionally to what they respond to, no matter where they live or what their cultural background is. Becoming successful with women starts before you ever even meet a woman that you want to date. You first need to learn how to attract the right woman into your life. Once you meet her, you have to know what to say, what not to say, and how to get her contact information so you can later call and take her out on a date, or, if you're really confident, you can make a date the moment you meet her. You want to take measured, consistent steps with women. Practice what I teach and take risks based upon your own comfort level. Progress always involves risk. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first. Frederick Wilcox. Then comes the next step. How long after you get her information should you wait to call? Do you call her the next day? Do you wait a week? Do you call her in 2 days? Make a date on the spot? What do you do? My goal with the techniques and strategies I teach is to give you plenty of tools for your pickup, dating, and relationship toolbox. Once you understand the mindset and actions a man should take, the words really don't matter. It is how you say things rather than what you say that matters. From the time you meet your lady to the point where you've been together for 10 years or more, you are always going to be gauging what her level of attraction to you is and what her emotional attraction to you is. The simple principle that all this is based upon is that when women have a high level of attraction, they help you. In other words, if you just met a woman and you want to ask her out on a date, she's going to help you get to her front door or meet up for a date. She will make it easy for you. Adam Carolla, the comedian, said that when a woman likes you, she starts opening her doors and all you have to do is walk through them. But if they start closing in your face, you simply walk away. The key is to know when to walk away and when to take action. Guys who fail with women tend to chase and pursue too much to the point of appearing like a stalker when they sense a woman pulling away. Google Corey Wayne, act like a stalker, get rejected. I like to call this the illusion of action. They falsely believe that by taking action, they will make something happen. Unfortunately, all that happens is that they make the girl go away and start ignoring them. The lower her level of attraction is, the harder it is going to be to get to her front door or meet up for a date, if at all. So throughout this process of going back to the beginning and relearning how to approach women, you will be learning what to say, how to say it, and you will know how to respond to her questions and her tests. Make no mistake, all women test. They test because they want to know what it is that you are made of. They want to know that if they push you or lean on you, that you are not going to fall over and cave in to what they want. Google Corey Wayne, women bluff to test your strength. They want you to act like more of a man than they do. A man is supposed to be the leader and gently lead the interaction to where he wants it to go. Ultimately, a man and a woman who like each other eventually end up having sex. That is, after all, the object of seduction. The purpose of a date is to create a fun-filled romantic opportunity for sex to happen. Biologically, men and women are driven to mate with the most dominant member of the opposite sex. Attractive and healthy bodies are indicative of people with strong genes who will produce strong offspring that can survive to adulthood and reproduce. This perpetuates another successful generation with the family genes being passed on. I will teach you the behaviors, body language, physiology, and words of a dominant male so you can start succeeding with women like never before. On my website, understandingrelationships.com, and my YouTube channel, Coach Corey Wayne, I discuss questions from people just like you who are implementing what I teach. I critique their game by commenting on what they are doing right, what they are doing wrong, and what they needed to do in the future to improve. I encourage you to sign up for my free e-newsletter on my website or subscribe to my YouTube channel to fine-tune your approach. Why this book was written. Let me ask you a few questions and see whether or not if they hit close to home for you. Are you one of those guys that has said more than once, why is it that the women I want never want me and the ones I don't want are crazy about me? Have you met a beautiful woman that you just knew was your soulmate, but she would never give you your first date or go out with you on a second date? Have you ever asked a woman why she would not go out with you and she never gives you what seems to be a straight answer? Have you ever felt that a woman really liked you and she even gave you her phone number but then would never go out with you? Have you ever had women flake on you and cancel dates at the last minute for BS reasons? Do you feel like women have been giving you the runaround? Have you ever had a girlfriend say to you, can we just be friends? We need a break, I'm confused, etc., when you thought everything was going great? Has she ever said she just wanted to be friends after telling you a few weeks before that she loved you? Do you have a hot girl friend that you would like to turn into a girlfriend? Google Corey Wayne, how to turn a friend into a girlfriend, and Corey Wayne, stuck in the friendship zone, how to turn a girlfriend into a girlfriend, and Corey Wayne, asking friends to become girlfriends. Are you in a relationship that is not going well and you have no clue how to turn it around? Has your wife or girlfriend of however many years stop being the feminine woman you fell in love with? Has your wife or girlfriend ever uttered those fateful words, "You never listened to me"? Has your wife left you and you are still trying to figure out what the hell happened? Has a woman ever said things to you that just do not make sense? Has your girlfriend or wife ever said it was okay for you to do something and then you did it and she was pissed off? Are you totally confused about women and feel as though you do not have a clue how to understand them? Have you ever had a woman break a date and tell you she really wanted to see you, but you could never seem to coordinate that date to go out with her? Have you ever made a date with a lady and she told you to call before you came to pick her up and then could never get her to pick up her phone again? Do you feel like women in general do not make any sense, that they say one thing and do another, or make you feel as though they like you and then never will go out with you? Do you feel like nothing you do seems to make your lady happy even when you do what she says she wants? After all your years of dating, do you feel like you still have never been able to get the type of lady you know in your heart you really want and deserve? Are you a really nice guy that always gets dumped for the bad boy by your ladies? Google Corey Wayne, "Why Nice Guys Finish Last," and "Nice Guy Finishes Last Again," and "You're Too Much of a Nice Guy." Have you ever seen a drop-dead gorgeous woman with a man that is, well, let's say challenged in the looks department, and wondered to yourself, how did he do that? This book is for those guys that have met a woman and could not ever seem to get to her front porch or meet her for a first date. It is for those guys that have maybe met a woman, went out on a first date, and thought everything was going great, but then cannot seem to ever get her on the phone again. It is for those guys who have met a woman they thought seemed really interested and she gave them a phone number, but then they cannot seem to get her on the phone. She has lame excuses as to why she can't see him this week, or she is always busy. It is for those guys that may have been dating a woman for a while and were spending a lot of time together, but then all of a sudden she started cutting the date short. She starts calling, texting, messaging less and less. She has other things going on, or she is just not as available as she used to be. This book is also for guys that are married. The first thing a 3% man learns is that the courtship never stops. Google Corey Wayne, "The Courtship Never Ends." This book is for those guys that may have been married for some time and now your wife does not ever want to touch you. It is for those guys that maybe want to take their wives out to dinner and find that their women never want to spend any time with them. It's for those guys who want to get the sexual attraction spark back in their relationship so their wives look at them with the same desire and interest that they used to. I used to be one of those guys. Let me share my story. Growing up, I remember having a lot of crushes on girls, but never getting the ones I wanted. When I tried to get the ones I wanted, my heart was usually stomped on. In high school, I would write letters to girls I liked or get my friends to ask them out for me. I was so scared of rejection, I could barely talk to the ones I was really interested in. I felt completely inadequate around women in general. Google Corey Wayne, 3 Ways to Seduce Women. Ever so slowly, I overcame my fear of just talking to them and took the safe approach by repressing my feelings. I did not know it at the time, but when a guy holds back because he does not know what to say, is fearful, or simply intimidated by women, flirting and talking with women becomes awkward and the women can feel it. This leads to rejection. My favorite approach back then? I decided to take the friendship route to their heart. I invested months in this process, and when I could no longer take it, I would tell them how I really felt. For some strange reason, they still wanted to just be friends. At the time, I did not get it. Let me rephrase that. I did not have a clue. My senior high school prom was interesting. I had a crush on a girl in my class who had a boyfriend. While at a party, I asked another girl I liked to go to prom, and her response was, "I don't know you very well." In my infinite wisdom, I tried to reason with her and convince her to say yes. I had yet to learn that women are emotional beings and like to connect and create rapport via conversation, similar experiences, and emotions. Guys tend to be logic and reason driven. If a woman's emotions are not engaged, it will always be fruitless. My assurances that we would get to know each other at prom and that I had a lot of popular friends did not seem to sway her. I cannot understand her logic. My thought was, hey, I'm a senior and she's only a junior. My fallacy of using male logic and reason to get women to do what you want. It didn't make sense to me. Here's a clue, guys. Her response actually meant, no, thank you. I am not interested in going out with you or getting to know you at all. So why did she not just come right out and say that? We'll get to that a little later. Back to prom. A friend of a friend set me up with yet another friend as a blind prom date. Well, once we pulled up in the limo to pick her up, I realized she was much taller than I was. She was a volleyball player and a very nice girl, just like her friend said she was. We had fun together. The next morning, I realized why she set me up with her very tall friend. She had ulterior motives. My friend Carl's date had asked him to the prom. Carl had asked me to ask one of the cheerleaders that was a friend of mine to prom for him. She said, no thanks. He was the type of friend that would do anything for anyone. He was a great guy, but unfortunately, he knew as much about women as I did, which was nothing. The girl that went with Carl only wanted someone to go with. She had no real interest in him. Carl promptly decided to fall in love with her. Once we were all back at the hotel, Carl got pretty upset when he tried to make his move and got rejected. He had a lot to drink and kept going on and on about how he had been rejected by his date to everyone he saw. Our senior class had the whole floor of the hotel. You can imagine what was going on with all those unsupervised drunk teenagers. Party like a rock star. The next morning, I woke up to my feet being rubbed by the friend that had set me up with my prom date. She was dating another friend of mine and apparently had a crush on me. At the time, I thought, great, another one who wants me that I don't want, and the one I do want is with someone else. I had a crush on someone else who had a boyfriend. That's pretty much how my life went on for a few years after that. I seemed to always want a girl that was unavailable or had no interest in me. I figured over time she would fall for me. If I could just be a nice enough guy, then she would like me. It never worked. Nice guys always seem to finish last. Why is that? I kept trying to figure women out. I became better at approaching them with time, but back then I used alcohol to overcome my insecurities. In the next few paragraphs, I have included brief stories of the ones I felt were turning points in my life or when I learned a great deal more that helped to lift the cloudy veil from my understanding of women. When I was 24, I met a girl that was a friend of one of my best buddies. I was instantly enamored with her, and better yet, she really seemed to like me. I got her number and called her at work, and she said she would call me back later. The next day, she actually did call me back. I was stunned. I had a live one. She did a lot of the talking. I didn't say much at the time because I was in shock. I just kept asking questions because I wanted to know everything about her. She was fascinating to me. To me, she was a perfect 10. Long, dark, straight hair, beautiful hazel eyes, very tan skin, 105 pounds, 5 foot 2 inches. She was really sweet and friendly and very forward. She asked me if I wanted to go to lunch, and I told her I would have to check my schedule and get back to her. I'm kidding. I made plans right there in the spot. Tip: when a woman asks you out or suggests that you go on a date, it means she has a high level of attraction for you. I was a project engineer at the time for a construction company in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, working on a project right in the ocean. She showed up for our date on time in this unbelievably tight outfit with very short shorts that showed her amazingly heavenly figure off. She took my breath away, as well as that of everyone else sitting at the conference table in the on-site construction office. I felt like I was walking on air as I casually strolled over to give her a hug. She smelled like candy. When we walked outside, she was chatting away and touching my arm. Physical contact is another indicator of attraction a woman has for you. The higher her attraction, the more she will want to have her hands on you. She just seemed so happy to be there with me. I was in shock and my stomach was in knots. We sat there and had lunch and I was in awe. God had finally blessed me with the woman of my dreams and one who amazingly enough seemed so interested in me. After the date, I did nothing all afternoon except fantasize about how the rest of my life was going to be, where we were going to live, how beautiful our kids were going to be, what it would be like making love to her, and on and on. How many times have you thought that way when meeting a woman who knocked your socks off? She called me later on that night and we talked for hours. What I should have done was got off the phone and set the next definite date. I would have built more sexual anticipation that way. As the days went by, she just kept calling me and was really aggressive. We went out for lunch the next week and met out for drinks a few times. An important tip is to treat a woman like a lover always, never a friend, or she will assume you are gay, weak, lack confidence, etc., and generally not a catch. If you act like a nice guy and do lunches and movies, but never make a physical move to kiss her, etc., usually by the second or third date, you'll get the let's just be friends speech. Men who are successful and have choice with women plan evening dates that can lead to sex at your place or hers. I like to call it a fun-filled romantic opportunity for sex to happen. That is, after all, the whole point of seduction, to get closer and closer to her until you end up inside of her. I remember one night when I took another guy friend and met her out at a nightclub her father owned. She seemed to know everyone there. Every time we got to talking, someone else would take her away from our conversation. After a while, my friend wanted to go somewhere else. He said she was just jerking me around and that we should go. I hadn't seen her for a while, so we left. Early the next morning, she called and asked, "Where did you go last night? I was looking everywhere for you." My only thought was, "What?" Agreeing to or making group dates with her or your friends almost always leads to you getting cock-blocked and rejected. I learned that lesson the hard way way too many times. No group dates until she's officially your girlfriend and in love with you. It interferes with a woman's ability to bond with you emotionally. Women are also afraid of being labeled a slut by their friends. Therefore, if you plan group dates, her fear of being labeled a slut if she sleeps with you right away will get in the way of seducing her successfully. The night before, I had felt as though I was just another guy and she had lost interest in me. I put it off as a figment of my imagination and I was back in the game. Walking away had a positive effect on her attraction for me, but I did not understand this at the time. I later learned that it is a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. Google Corey Wayne, science proves women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. This went on for a few more weeks until she stopped calling me. I called her and received no answer. The next day, she called me at home and left a message to say she was calling me back. She knew I wasn't home and would be at work. She usually called my pager when she wanted to get a hold of me. Finally, she no longer returned my calls. I was devastated. My dream girl did not want me. I was stunned. I sent her flowers. She called to say thanks, but then gave me an answer I didn't understand when I asked her to go out with me again. Needless to say, she no longer wanted anything to do with me. It hurt even more when I heard she was dating another guy. I thought, how could she just toss me aside like that? My nice guy approach and not making a move got me nowhere. About 6 months later, I met the girl who would become my first wife. We met on a Friday night. I was leaving our favorite hangout with my friend Sean, and a mutual friend of ours, PK, ran after me to tell me that her friend Shane really had the hots for me and wanted to meet me. Sean and I walked back in, and I confidently strode up to her. I really wanted to leave, but I thought, hey, this cute girl really likes me. So I gave her my business card and told her to call me. She replied, "I don't call guys, so here's your card back, and I'll give you my phone number if you like." I was a little surprised, but I took her number. I called her early the next week to ask her out and talk to her mother. I never heard back from her. The following Friday, I ran into PK again and she asked, "Whatever happened with Shane?" I told her I had left a message with Shane's mother and never heard back from her. PK said, I guarantee she did not get the message because her parents never tell her when someone calls for her. She told me I needed to call her again. Early the next week, I called and actually got her on the phone. We made a date for that Thursday. We went out and had a really good time. We dated for about a year and a half, and then I decided I wanted to move to Orlando because I just loved everything about the city. Everything was new and growing, and I just felt like it was a place for me. Shane told me the only way she would move to Orlando is if we were engaged to get married. So I went ahead and bought an engagement ring. After getting the ring, I remember feeling as though it was not the right thing to do and that I was not ready to get married. I didn't want to lose my relationship with Shane and proposed anyway. Even afterwards, I had doubts. After talking to my friends, I came to the conclusion that I just had cold feet. I was simply too weak to stand up for myself and be a man at the time. We did get married, but it was a difficult marriage. I wasn't happy in my career and wanted to start my own business. Neither one of us was fulfilled in our relationship with each other. A little over a year after getting married, we were down in Fort Lauderdale at my friend Sean's wedding. I went out for a night in the town with PK's husband and a friend of mine, Alan, while our wives stayed home. We ran into two sisters we had gone to high school with. One of them I had a huge crush on. We were both exploring spirituality and had an amazing conversation. She had been a cheerleader, and I remember sitting there thinking about how I didn't feel this way about my wife. A few weeks later, I decided it wasn't fair to either one of us to stay together. I was not giving her the love she deserved. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do, but I told her I did not want to stay together. We remained friends until she moved back home a few years later, and we lost touch. I was free, or so I thought, free to find the type of woman I knew I really deserved and desperately wanted to be with. I did not date or even want to date for about 6 months. I just wanted to heal and get clear. I focused on my new business and personal growth. When I felt ready, I started working on trying to find the type of woman I really wanted to be with. It was not long before I met one. From the moment I laid eyes on her, she took my breath away. There was only one small problem. She had a boyfriend. I thought, just my luck. Yet another woman I want that is unavailable. You see a pattern here? I continued to date other women, and about 2 years after meeting her, she became single again. I was at the bar where she worked, and she was telling me that she had recently broken up with her boyfriend. I asked her for her number, as usual, and almost fell over when she gave it to me. I couldn't believe it. So I called her the next day, and we set a date for a Saturday. Years later, I realized that I tended to fall for unavailable women because emotionally, it felt exactly the same as my relationship with my mother. Both of my parents were emotionless zombies. No kissing, hugging, hand-holding, I love yous, etc. between each other. They were the same way toward my brother and me. We got yelled at and smacked around when we upset them, but never heard, I'm proud of you, great job, I love you, etc. We just got verbal and physical abuse when we were wrong and mostly ignored the rest of the time. I love my parents, but as I got older, I realized that they were pretty fucked up emotionally. They came from fucked up families also. However, I have forgiven them, and I would not be who I am without their parenting, good and bad. It made me really tough and able to endure insults from anyone and overcome tremendous odds. That's helped me tremendously to persevere when things look hopeless, to find a way, not a way out when faced with challenges. I took her out on my jet skis, which were at a friend's lakefront house. We rode around in the water all day, stopping at a lakeside restaurant for lunch. For only the second time in my life, I was on a date with the type of woman I really wanted to be with. The day was perfect, and I was on cloud nine. I started fantasizing again about the future, what our kids would be like, where we would live, and what a fabulous life I would have with her. Well, she was leaving on vacation and would be gone for a week. So when I thought she would be back, I sent her an email. I didn't hear from her for a couple of days. I thought she had blown me off. I was hurt, so I wrote a long, nasty email accusing her of mistreating me and made an ass of myself. When she did finally get back in town, she sent a nasty email in return and told me to get lost. I tried apologizing for months afterwards, but it did not do any good. She would not take my calls or return my emails. So there I was, strike two. I resolved to not get married again unless I found the type of woman I really wanted and knew I deserved. When I was 30, I started picking through all the information I could get my hands on about how to understand women. Some of it went against everything I had believed to be right. My success with the ones I really wanted never got past the first few weeks, so I felt I had nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying some of the information out. I read some of the books and website articles out there and thought, now I have it. A guy whose work really helped open my eyes was Doc Love. His website is doclove.com. I encourage you to buy his dating dictionary. You can download his Kindle version or order a paperback one with CDs. I think it's $100 on his website with the CDs and $29 for just the Kindle version on Amazon.com. I don't agree with everything he believes or teaches, and some things he teaches I found to not be accurate, but he is mostly spot on and funny as hell. Doc helped me realize I could apply my sales skills to pre-qualifying a woman's interest before taking her out on a date to make sure she was really interested in me romantically. I went out and started applying the principles I learned in self-help, Doc stuff, and dozens of others, and was amazed at how my being a challenge and different, making definite dates, using body language attraction skills, simple pickup approaches, seduction techniques, and only using a phone to set dates and not to talk, asking questions, only calling a girl once per week for a date, etc., had a positive effect on the lady's attraction level. I dated one woman who claimed to have posed for Playboy. On our first date, she showed me the pictures to get my opinion, expecting me to drool. I thought to myself, oh my, those can't be real. I maintained my composure and said they were nicely done. After a few weeks, I realized that although she was physically a 10, everything else in her life was not exactly what I was looking for. I never called her again. She was a mess. She lived with her ex-husband and their kids. The house was always a mess. She was never ready when I went to pick her up, etc. For the first time, I blew off a beautiful woman. Now I started thinking that I really understood women and was a little full of myself. A few weeks later, I met a girl who just blew me away. I was intoxicated with her beauty and sex appeal. I looked her right in the eyes the night we met and said with 100% certainty, you're intoxicating to look at. She was and still is to this day one of the most beautiful, sexy, charming, and fun women on the planet. We dated for a few weeks and then things started getting a little squirrely. She started out calling me every day and I acted as though I knew what was really going on, even though I still had a lot to learn. Then she became less available and started telling me things that didn't make any sense when I asked her out. One example I remember is, I'm not sure where I'm able to be at this time in my life. I thought to myself, what the hell does that mean? She told me about an operation she might have to have and other things going on that were supposedly hindering her spending time with me. She never did have the operation, and I heard from mutual friends that she had been out in the town with an ex-boyfriend. What was really going on was I was starting to over-pursue, become too available, talk on the phone too much, instead of in person, letting her walk all over me, etc. Why you need to read this book more than once. So I picked up my stack of books again, and I must have read through them 15 times. I found that I had missed a lot of information. Studies show that people only retain 7 to 10% of what they read after reading it. That is why I am going to recommend you read this book 10 to 15 times if you really want to understand this material and have the relationship of your dreams. Repetition is the mother of skill, and you must understand all aspects of pickup, dating, and relationships to be successful long term. Guys who read my book, website articles, newsletters, and videos, but who are still having problems usually don't know the material in this book well enough. I started applying the material I learned in earnest. It took about a month and a half of playing it cool until she went out with me again. It took me a year and a half to master the tools and techniques and get her to fall in love with me. I had finally done it. I got the lady of my dreams. We dated for about 2 years, and I was part of her daughter's life for many years after we broke up. Her daughter is all grown up now, and I can't believe how this tiny little 5-year-old I carried in my arms is now an adult. Kids change your life, and she changed mine. After going through this whole process, I learned some valuable lessons about myself. My own insecurities and doubts about being enough of a man to attract the lady of my dreams had all been an illusion. What you fear, you attract, but what you look at disappears. I no longer feared beautiful women and was a completely centered and confident man. I notice as I walk around, whether in the mall or grocery store or wherever, I now get a lot of looks from women, whereas before, they never seemed to notice. It's all about carrying yourself with your chest out, your head back, and a feeling of being proud of yourself. Later in this book, I will go into extensive detail about body language that attracts women and how to emulate it, but using proper body language, facial expressions, and voice tone will make you appear to give off the same vibe and energy as the captain of the football team does. Google Corey Wayne, body language that attracts women. It's walking and acting exactly like a dominant alpha male walks. Everyone can feel when a dominant male or female walks into a room. It's like moss to a light bulb. Women have invisible radar that can feel a confident, centered man approaching. It's an amazing feeling to be able to walk up to any woman I want and strike up a conversation. It's been a long journey to get to this place. The next lady I met became my girlfriend for a year. With her, I had an amazing relationship from the start. Back in October 2004, I sat down and made my list of the ideal woman that I wanted to bring into my life. In December 2004, about 6 weeks later, I went to a week-long Tony Robbins event in Palm Springs, California called Date with Destiny. I remember walking in and they had these little ping pong balls. You would write your name on it and they assigned you a number. This was for various drawings that they would be holding during the duration of the event. When you went to put it into the tumbler, they told you, put a good intention behind it. The only prize I really wanted was to bring a new woman into my life, a soulmate. That was the intention that I put into my ball as I threw it into the tumbler. The next day was actually the first day of the event. I saw this girl walk in. She was stunning and tiny, about 5'2". She just sort of strode into the room and sat down in the front row. I was sitting directly behind her. At that point, I didn't get much of a glimpse of her face, but her body was perfect. Her pants were so tight that they looked to be painted on her, and she had the most perfect figure I had ever seen in my entire life. I later learned she was a former Miss Figure winner. At a Tony Robbins event, every 20 or 30 minutes or so, he has the participants stand up, stretch out, and get the blood flowing to keep the participants alert and awake to the information they are receiving. It was during a stretch break that she stood up and turned around, making eye contact with me. She had these big, beautiful brown eyes and long, straight blonde hair. To me, she was physically perfect. Everything that I had put on my list just 6 weeks before. I knew instantly that she was interested and that I was going to get to know her. Unfortunately, she left before the event was over the first night, so we didn't get a chance to meet. The event lasted 5 days and there were only 1,500 people attending, so I knew we would meet again before the event was over. The next night I was coming out of the dining room of a restaurant at the hotel, and there she was talking to her uncle, who was a friend of mine. At the time, I had no idea they were related. I went over and started talking to my friend and noticed her looking at me the whole time. She was eagerly hoping we would talk. She wanted me, and it was written all over her face. I finally turned and asked her name, and then she asked mine. She also told me that she had noticed me sitting behind her the day before and described what I had been wearing. That, in and of itself, told me that she was very attracted to me. With her eye contact, her body language, her attention to me, and many other little signs, I knew without a doubt that she had that high level of attraction. I had come to a place in my life where I had been living these things for so long that my own personal radar was sharp. I also somehow knew she was single. This is a place you can get to if you follow this material. It's a place where you don't have to think about it anymore. It just becomes a part of who and what you are. You walk around with this total air of confidence and women will notice. As David DeAngelo says, attraction is not a choice. He offers some good dating products I found out about after I had written the first edition of this book. His website is doubleyourdating.com. A woman knows in about 3 seconds if you make the cut or not. You must be a 5 or better on a scale of 1 to 10 in order to have a chance with her. If you are a 4 or below in her eyes, you ain't got a chance. Move on. Since I coach men from all over the world for a living, most guys spend way too much time interacting with or being hung up on women who have little to no romantic attraction for them. The average guy, since he does not know what he's doing and how attraction works, is literally talking women right out of sleeping with him. If you frequent bars and nightclubs, watch, observe, and listen. You will see a woman be excited to talk to a guy, but within a few minutes she's trying to get away and he has no idea. You can verify everything I teach by watching men and women interact. It's fascinating to people watch. I looked right at her and asked her to dinner the next night with a specific time and place. She will tell you that my presence and confidence left her no choice but to accept. She said, I couldn't say no. She told me that no one had ever asked her out by being so direct and sure of himself. She also told me later that guys had been coming up to her all week with the, hey, would you like to get dinner or lunch and get to know each other type of line? But the way they went about it said immediately that they were weak and had no confidence. They weren't direct and they gave no specifics, leaving it wide open. I just said, let's go to dinner at this time, at this place. And she went along with it. Definite dates are the subtle difference that makes all the difference when it comes to setting dates women actually keep. We met the next night after the event was over and never did order dinner. We ended up having tea all night. We were talking so much, or I should say, she was talking so much, I let her do about 80% of the talking and I just kept asking her questions. That, by the way, is how to remain mysterious and cause a woman to be even more curious about you and romantically interested in you by the end of your date. I was totally fascinated by her. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, when the cleaning crew started cleaning the carpet, we finally felt it was time to go. As we stood up to leave, I couldn't help myself. I reached across the table and started kissing her. Then I walked her back to her hotel down the street. The rest of the week, we were always with each other as though we had been together for years. Even others who saw us thought we had been together for years. It was so effortless. There was no holding back. We were holding hands and we were affectionate. I had no doubt of myself. I showed no fear and I showed zero lack of confidence because of the little known secrets I had mastered. Because of the presence that I exuded, she hardly tested me at all. We spent months at a time together over the next year. We explored various places, Paris, London, Orlando, Miami, Colorado, sharing new discoveries around us and in each other. We had a lot of similar interests, and she was into personal growth and development. We communicated, which is a major point in relationships. Google Corey Wayne, how to communicate with women effectively. I always knew where she was at and how she felt toward me. I knew how to continually read her attraction level and how to see signs when I was becoming too complacent in the relationship. Eventually, we ended up going our separate ways. Neither of us was ready to make a commitment to marriage, and she went back to school in the UK. I couldn't go from seeing her for several months at a time to seeing her for 10 days every 3 months. I needed more than that. When we did end the relationship, it was hard. It was hardest because we both truly loved each other, and we still do. Our whole time together while dating was effortless. We never fought or argued. We were always affectionate, loving, kind, and focused on giving to one another. We never focused on what we were getting from each other, or were jealous or needy. It was all about loving each other unconditionally and never being judgmental. Even when we decided to end our intimate relationship and see other people, we did it with love. If two people truly love each other and want to be happy with their choice to go their separate ways, I do not think it is the loving thing to do to cut one another off from all communication. I actually think that it makes it harder to heal. The hard part about a relationship ending is the finality of it all. Going from being each other's best friend and lover to no longer speaking is not being loving, in my opinion. It just seeks to hurt the other person. Many people feel that trying to hurt the other person will make them feel better. I think sharing your feelings with each other when a relationship ends is very helpful and important to the healing process. The purpose of an intimate relationship, in my opinion, is to love each other, to help each other grow and become more. You're there to meet each other's needs. The whole purpose of a relationship is you go there to give. The only thing we lost when our relationship ended was a physical intimacy. Any relationship is about giving. It is not about what you get. We decided we wanted to give a little differently than we did before. By loving each other through the transition, there was no need to hurt or feel a loss. The things that make a relationship hurt when it ends is the loss of all contact with the person we love. We built on what we had created in our year together, and therefore there was nothing to lose. We still talk via email a few times a year, and she's now a chiropractor living in Finland. Once guys really understand women and are able to get into a relationship, they will eventually realize, like I did, that every relationship is an opportunity for growth. Just because you absolutely adore and treasure the person you're with, it doesn't mean that you will spend the rest of your life with that person or even marry them. I read once that only 3% or 3 out of 100 men understand women. In my experience, this is an accurate figure. If you want relationship heartaches to be over and to become one of the 3% men that understand women, then read and apply the principles that are here. Then go back and read them again to retain the knowledge. When you think you have it down pat, read it again. These are principles that I have learned from numerous sources and applied in my own life. I know they work, and in the following pages you will find the truth to finally understanding women. I will not only give you simple how-to examples, but I will explain why things are the way they are from an emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental point of view. The purpose of my life is to help others grow and become more. I don't want anyone to have to grow up in a loveless family like I did. It sucks. I did not enjoy my childhood very much. By understanding this, you can at least be in a relationship with someone that you absolutely love, treasure, and adore. I can teach you how to have a great relationship and keep the perfect girl attracted long term, but I can't make you stay in love with them. They can help you to understand the type of man that you are totally capable of becoming and even become that man. At the same time, you inspire and help her grow into everything she is capable of becoming as a woman. If the relationship reaches a point where it is no longer an opportunity for both people to continue growing together, then it's time to move on. When you meet someone whose soul isn't aligned with yours, send them love and move on. Dr. Wayne Dyer. I have done all the hard work and spent many years of heartache and heartbreak to learn and understand this knowledge. I've been successfully applying the best self-help principles over the past 2.5 decades. I teach what works, not theory. If you choose to have faith and apply what you learn here, you will become attuned and will be able to read exactly what is going on with your lady emotionally at every moment and completely understand what she needs. It will put you in the driver's seat in your intimate relationships. Excellence is not a singular act, but a habit. You are what you do repeatedly. Aristotle. You will be able to help your friends and family overcome their relationship struggles as well. However, I have found that very few people actually are open to learning new relationship skills. While you are learning this information and applying it, do not seek the advice of your friends unless you are 100% certain they understand women. It is very simple. Unless they have the kind of relationship you wish to create in your own life, don't ask them for advice. Enjoy the knowledge that appears in the following pages, and I want you to know I have immense love, respect, and care for you and your desire to have the relationship of your dreams. I was once searching like you are now. I wanted to find the answer. I found a lot of answers from a lot of different sources, and I put these down in these pages, the best of the information that I personally use. It is important for you to understand that you should not read this book and then go out and settle down with the first woman you meet. This book is about finding the type of woman you feel you deserve to be with. Those feelings may change and evolve over time as you change and evolve as a person. You may find the absolute perfect woman for you on day one, and then 6 months later realize that there are subtle differences you would make that would create an even better situation for you. It's about constantly refining your criteria, and in the meantime, having the experiences you need in order to learn so you can eventually focus 100% on the woman of your dreams. Google Corey Wayne, How to Attract the Perfect Woman. You won't have to spend your time with her wondering if the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. You will have been on the other side and experienced it. I want you to have someone who knocks your socks off. Besides, that is your birthright as a child of the Creator. I will focus on giving you tools for lasting change so you can permanently undo your not-so-desirable habits and bring out the amazing man you are inside, the one that all women are just dying to meet. The great news is that you already have this natural talent and ability inside. If you will allow me to coach you how to be comfortable being yourself, then you can be a 3% man and you will own the heart of your lady for life. Part 2, The Way Things Are, My Evolution of Understanding. I have dated many beautiful women. In my earlier years, I said and did all the wrong things that we men tend to do. In my later years of dating, I finally got it right. So how did I go from clueless wonder to this point of understanding? There was one woman, my missing link, if you will, that opened my eyes to understanding women. Don't get me wrong, all the women in my life and all of my dating experiences helped bring me to the point where I am today, but it was this particular woman that helped me put it all together. I mentioned this story in the introduction, but I wanted to go over it again to show how this particular relationship actually helped to evolve my understanding of women. In my earlier years of dating, somewhere around 1994, I met this woman. She had dark hair, dark eyes, nice skin, and she was tiny. She told me straight out, I'm 105 pounds. We had gone to high school together, but she had been a year behind me. I hadn't seen her for a couple of years, and I was out with a good friend of mine. She walked up, and I was just stunned. Her beauty left me breathless. I was having some beers with my buddy Sean, and he introduced us. I could tell she was interested by the way she was looking at me. I could feel that she was really attracted to me. That was my first awareness of understanding. There had been several times in my life where I had thought a woman was attracted to me and then could never get any further than her phone number. This was blatant and in my face. I could feel her attraction. There was no doubt in my mind that this woman had a high level of attraction. I was still pretty clueless back then, though. The night went on and we went our separate ways. When I woke up the next day, the horrible feeling dawned on me. I didn't get her phone number. However, she had told me where she worked. I took a chance and called her at work and basically said, Hi, this is Corey. She told me she was really busy, but asked me to give her my number and she would call me back the next day. Deep down, I feared she would never call back like all the others. I gave her my number and I was just so in awe. I actually had butterflies in my stomach. This was the first time I had met a girl that I really liked that was really into me. She called me the next day, and I talked to her for at least an hour and a half on the phone. While we talked, she told me things such as she had just split up with her boyfriend and then went on to volunteer all this other information about herself. She was asking me all these questions like, how come you don't have a girlfriend? I was kind of an open book. I wasn't very mysterious. It wasn't until later that I figured out I hadn't handled that part the right way. The right thing to do would have been to talk for no more than 10 minutes and then say, Hey, when are you free to meet up for a drink? Make definite plans and get off the phone. However, she did most of the talking, which was exactly the right thing to do. Honestly, I don't really remember much of what I said to her. I just let her talk and I listened. I have found that women love to talk. Men just need to learn how to listen. Believe me, gentlemen, there is a right and a wrong way to the art of listening that we will be covering later in the book. Finally, she asked, why don't we go to lunch this week? I jumped right on that and set a date. That was another thing I did right without even realizing it. I made a firm commitment for a date and then left it at that. So she showed up for lunch that day wearing these really short shorts. She had an unbelievable body with a nice tan, and she was breathtaking, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. I was working construction at the time, and I was still going to school for construction management, and I was a project engineer at the job site office. I was in the back, and I heard the door open, and she walked in. The guys called out front saying, "Corey, your lunch date's here." When I walked out, the guys had been having a meeting at the conference table, and they were just staring at her. It felt so good because she was obviously there to go out with me. That was another thing I did right. I knew she was there for me and took pride in it. It didn't make me jealous to have all these other guys staring at the woman I was dating. They were jealous of me being with her, but they were enjoying what they were seeing. In that regard, I was in a place of strength and confidence. A woman definitely takes notice of little things like that. We went up the street and had a great lunch. Again, she did most of the talking, which was the right thing. The truth is that I was nervous and couldn't think of much to say, so she just went on talking. She was very aggressive. After that first date, she was paging me and we'd meet out and have some drinks. With hindsight, I realize now that she was pursuing me because I did so little of the talking. I was a bit of a mystery to her. In reality, I was an open book and not sure of myself enough to speak up. She just had not caught on to that yet. My only thought was, this is great. This girl's all over me. Her dad was very wealthy, and he owned a nightclub in Fort Lauderdale. One night, she invited me there. I went with another friend of mine. It was a very busy club, and she had all these guys coming up to her, hugging her, and she seemed to know everybody there. She kept walking away and talking, and all these people kept grabbing her to talk. Finally, my friend said, "Let's go, dude. She doesn't care about you." I was pretty bummed out, but agreed. The next morning, she called me and asked, "What happened to you last night? I looked everywhere for you." I held the phone away thinking, what? I found out by accident that I had done the right thing, and I just walked away. The strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. Michael Yon. What is the quickest way to gain someone's attention? Remove yours. If a woman is too sure of you, if she thinks she can walk all over you, her attraction drops. As I said earlier, it's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. Most of the time, women won't call you and ask you out. They'll simply call to say, "I had a great time the other night. I was thinking about you. Hey, this is really random." And then proceed to talk about some innocuous subject. Think of dating like playing poker. You simply want to hold your cards close to your vest so she reveals her cards first. When women are uncertain or unclear of your interests, they will put themselves into your orbit by contacting you. When a woman starts chasing you by initiating contact first, usually after the second or third date on average, it causes her to start chasing you more and more. She'll call, text, email, message, etc. more and more as the weeks go by. It's always better if a woman thinks that she wants you a little more than you want her. When that happens, talk for only a few minutes and then ask, "Hey, when are you free to get together again?" and make your next date. You should always assume that when a woman reaches out to you, she's really trying to make it easy for you to make another date to get together. Once a woman feels comfortable enough, she will start calling you more and more as the weeks go by, assuming you keep doing more things right than wrong. So by not sitting back and letting her walk all over me by walking away, I demonstrated my strength in letting her know that I wasn't going to take being ignored. I showed that I could walk away from her at any time. This wasn't the truth of what happened, but that wasn't how she saw it. I had walked away because I felt she didn't care about me, and now she wanted to know where I was at and what I was doing. It baffled me at the time. This went on for another 2 or 3 weeks, and we went out a couple of more times. I never did kiss her. We hugged every time we saw each other, but I just didn't have the guts to go for it. How do you know when a woman is open to being kissed? As you are talking and you are sitting close, her knee may be touching yours. She may be touching your arm or body. She may be leaning toward you, standing so close that her body is bumping yours, etc. Then as she's talking slowly, move your eyes from looking into hers to looking at her lips, then back to her eyes, slowly back to her lips, and then into her eyes again over the course of 5 to 7 seconds. If she looks at your lips at any time while you are doing this, It means she's ready to be kissed. Do it. If you wait and hesitate too long, she will lose attraction and assume you are not worthy. If you hesitate, you will masturbate. Eventually, she stopped calling. It got to the point where I called her and left a message. She called me the next day at my house, but she knew I wasn't there. I was at work. She had always paged me before, so she had called me at home on purpose when she knew I wouldn't be there. The bottom line was that I was so easy and so available that she saw me as weak and thought she could basically have her way with me. She would invite me to come out and I would meet her. I didn't take control. I had no center. Eventually she saw that and then she just blew me off. A guy who is good looking can get away on his looks for the first few dates. If he's not centered, weak, and always does what she wants, her attraction will lower to the point where she doesn't want to see him anymore. That was what happened with me. I was devastated. It was about 6 months later when I met the woman who would become my ex-wife. I remember being out on a date at the same bar where I had met the other woman. My ex-wife was all over me, and I remember seeing the other woman out of the corner of my eye just staring at the two of us together. Once again, I was confused, thinking, I don't get it. I'm with somebody else. She didn't want me before. Now I'm with my new girlfriend, and she's always checking me out. If I was out without my ex-wife, she'd come up and flirt with me. I kept thinking, what gives? I don't get it. Women like a guy who has options with women, but don't rub it directly in her face. When you are with a woman and she knows or assumes you are dating other women, just make her feel a little more special than the other girls you are dating. Otherwise, she'll assume you plan on having sex and blowing her off as another notch in your bedpost. So if she says, how many other women are you dating? Say, I don't kiss and tell, but none of those girls are as awesome as you are, honey, with a James Bond smirk on your face. That's all. Keep it simple, charming, playful, and a little vague. Let her fill in the blanks in her mind. It is all about the energy and the confidence the guy exudes. I'm sure every guy has had this experience. Whenever they are dating someone, every girl wants them. When they are single, no one wants to date them. Women have this radar. When a woman sees a guy with a woman, especially another beautiful woman, she wonders, what's that guy got? Women are very competitive in that respect. Why you should not get advice from women about women. When I was having trouble understanding women, I remember going to my women friends for advice. I figured, hey, they're women, so they should have a clue and be able to help me out, right? Wrong. The advice they gave me seemed sound, and it meshed with what I had always thought about women. This sometimes pisses women off, but the truth is, the average woman does not understand what attracts them to one guy versus another. What they say they want in a man is not what they actually date and stay with. Most women, when you bring your problems about understanding another woman to them, will try to make you feel better about what is going on. It's just like when you try to date a woman, she is not going to tell you straight out, hey, I'm really not interested. A woman friend is not going to burst your ego and tell you, hey, it sounds as though she just doesn't like you, move on. Instead, they will give you rationalizations. Maybe she's just coming out of a bad relationship. Maybe she really isn't getting your calls. Maybe she just likes you too much and is afraid of getting into something right now. Women are emotional beings and will always think about how what they say is going to make you feel. So take their advice with a grain of salt. Why do women, even our female friends, do this to us? I believe it is mostly because they don't want to deal with your questions of, so tell me why she doesn't like me. Is there something wrong with me, without hurting your feelings? They would rather try to soothe it over and nudge you gently in another direction rather than being straight up about their suspicions and hurt you. Women are all about emotions and emotional reactions. Men are more straightforward. While men may deal from a place of emotions, they don't take time to necessarily look at the emotional side of the equation. They would rather have simple, non-emotionally clouded answers. The trouble is that our women friends do nothing more than cloud the issue rather than setting us straight. Why women want to chase you. Another part of it is that women often know what they want They just don't know how to express it in terms of how to get there. Women say they want romance, and on a certain level that's true. But they also want to be engaged in the chase. Dating is a full experience of emotions for them. They don't want everything dropped in their laps. They want to feel as though they have earned your love and that you have earned theirs. Here's how to get women to chase you by understanding the love and relationship dynamic between little girls and their fathers. Little girls tend to go to their fathers and sit on their laps for love and reassurance. When a girl becomes unsure of herself, afraid, or upset, she will go sit in her daddy's lap for love and reassurance. He is her rock, her unmovable mountain that is always there and always accepts and loves her unconditionally. He makes her feel safe and comfortable. I remember a trip to the beach I took one time with a former girlfriend, her 7-year-old daughter, and some family.